Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to another New Music Spotlight, where we focus in on the best new sounds in gospel music. And we've got some great artists lined up today, like, of course, Gordon Motes on the list, Booth Brothers, how about Morgan Easter, Gold City, Wilburn and Wilburn, Laurent Alley, The Perrys, The Kingdom Heirs, and many more. Plus, my special guest co-host for this week is Wes Hampton. Wes is obviously a wonderful member of the vocal band, Gaither Vocal Band, but on this list, he's on his own, quite literally. A brand new solo project that's been out and released to Southern Gospel Radio that is it's doing quite well. So, Wes, it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Daniel. I have to say, this is my first time to co-host anything in my life, so I'm quite honored that you would take the risk on a person like me.
Well, I think it's good because you and many of the artists are the same way. They listen to a variety of music, but obviously if you're going to spend your life in music, that I think it's kind of a, well, duh moment. You enjoy music.
Absolutely. We really do. And, you know, and people ask what I listen to a lot when I'm traveling. And the truth is I listen to a lot of talk radio, but also I love to listen to all genres of music. I really love and appreciate, well, most genres of music, I should say. I'm not much of a heavy metal head, but, or a rap fan.
Right.
But other than that, you know, I just love and appreciate great art.
As you are putting the project together, and we'll get to your song in a little bit, but I want to kick it off with this one because as we were talking before the show, it's Gold City song, and you said this song, you love it, and you love those guys.
Yeah.
But this song was when you actually really thought about putting on your project. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I did. This is one that, if I'm not mistaken, that Jim Brady wrote. Jim is just such an amazing writer and vocalist, and we'll get to him later. But he pitched this song to me for my project, and I immediately loved the song. But when I looked through all the songs that I had on my project, this one didn't quite fit in with the rest. And I thought, you know what? I want someone who's really going to do this song justice. And I feel that Gold City does an amazing job with this song. It's just an amazing lyric. And I love when an amazing lyric gets married to a great melody.
Yeah.
That's when you get magic. So to me, that is the song. It's just a fantastic, fantastic song.
So if somebody's listening and they think, well, if it's such a great song, you know, why didn't you include it? Would it be like saying, okay, you're remodeling your bathroom and you're going with a certain color theme or a certain look, and then maybe it's just kind of a very classic look, but all of a sudden you see this very modern light fixture, and just because you
Absolutely.
Like it, it doesn't fit with the rest of the room, right?
Absolutely. That is a great way to put it. It was a song that I immediately loved, but I just, looking through all the songs, I thought, I think to put this on this project, people would say, yeah, that's a great song, but it doesn't quite fit with the rest of the record. And, you know, I'm glad that I didn't put it on there for that reason. But I also told Jim how much I love the song. And I also talked to Michael English about the song. I said, Michael, I know you're producing Gold City's CD. And I said, I found a song I think would really, really fit them well. And I think they would hit it out of the park. And that's how that came to be as far as Gold City recording the song. It's a pretty cool story. I kind of passed it on to Michael, and Michael made it happen. So I just really believe in the message, obviously, of that song. I mean, Lord of Life, Good Night. I mean, that says it all. So when I was thinking about Gold City, you know, Danny Riley is one of my favorite singers. I love the texture, the tone of his voice, and I could totally hear him in Gold City singing the song.
Here they are, Gold City. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight, and our guest co-host this week, Wes Hampton.
It was a long, dark night in Jerusalem. You could almost hear the sound of evil laughter in the air. The Prince of Darkness boasted of his trophy in the grave, and the power that it took to put him there. But the Sunday sun came up, showing Jesus was gone. There could be no doubt from that moment on. Lord of life, he's alive, triumphant and alive again, proving death is not the end. Lord of life, he's alive, he fought the fight and won the war. The grave has no hold anymore on those belonging to the Lord of life. An angel moved the stone so that all could see. The tomb was nothing more than just a temporary place. Then Mary looked inside, and as she turned to go away, she met her risen Savior face to face. He was back just as he said, and she fell at his feet in worship and in awe, for she knew he was indeed Lord of life. He's alive, triumphant and alive again, proving death is not the end. Lord of life, he's alive, he fought the fight and won.
City, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight. Now, continuing with Wilburn and Wilburn, and our guest co-host this week is Wes Hampton.
Christian, I know you're discouraged. We're living in difficult days. But even though trouble is stirring, there is hope if we just keep the faith. The good news still outweighs the bad news. God's word is the truth we can claim. And in a world where nothing is settled, there are some things that never will change. Jesus will still save the lost when they're hurt. No matter
when nobody else understands how you feel, Jesus will, Jesus will. Jesus will still keep his promise, never to leave us alone. He still sends his blessings down on us, and heaven will still be our home. So when all you believe is in question, confusion is clouding your mind, facing your doubt with conviction will comfort you.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight is here with us this week with some outstanding songs, and Wes Hampton is my guest co-host. And Wes, you obviously travel most every night with this guy, and so there's a respect there on and off the stage, but you just can't get any better. And he always seems to just blow the top. I don't know, it just over impresses me every time I see him. That's Gordon Mote, and vocally he's here with a classic remake of an old Henson song, Call Me Gone.
Yes, it's one that I heard a couple years ago. I heard Kenny do it, and the song just blew me away. I could not believe the song, and of course, you know, Kenny is just unbelievable, and I hate that I never got to hear him live and in person. But Gordon is one of those talents that just is very, very rare. And I'm so fortunate and honored that he is a friend of mine. And, you know, in my humble opinion, it doesn't get any better than Gordon on the piano. And I wouldn't count him out as a vocalist as far as being one of the best vocalists too. I think he's a tremendous vocalist. And as you probably know, he's going to be leaving the homecoming tour this year, and it just saddens me so much because I'm
right.
Gonna, you know, lose hanging out with a very dear friend. But it's amazing to see how God has used him, and how God used him from the very start. This little blind boy from Alabama, and God had all this talent, and he said, you know what, I'm gonna give it to this dude, and I'm going to do some amazing things in his life, and he certainly has.
Gordon Mote, it's here on Daniel Britt and Friends as our new music spotlight continues.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it my heaven. I don't care. Call me crazy, 'cause I'm homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Here. a lot of things in my lifetime, and smart hadn't often been one of them. But I was smart enough one day to call Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sin. And it's because of that commitment, well, a lot of people laugh and call me foolish. But you know, that doesn't really bother me at all, because even a fool can see by the shape she's in that this old world's about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, well, I've got nothing at all to fear. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't bother calling me, because I'm not going to be here. Call me gone.
Hampton is here. We've got a great lineup of outstanding new songs. If you haven't noticed by now, they're stellar. And it's encouraging to know that although the gospel doesn't change, there's always a new way to present the gospel in these songs. And we've heard some good ones. All right, Wes, your solo project is cool. I mean, let's be honest. You didn't, I don't guess, grow up on the quartet music or the Southern gospel maybe as much as some of the other artists did. But obviously, being under the leadership of Bill Gaither and the historian that he is, I'm sure you've learned a lot. And so you've brought both sides to the table when you came into the project you've put out.
Yes, I did. I wanted to have something that is a good mixture of what I really enjoy, what I enjoy listening to, what I enjoy singing. And I think Bill Gaither has been an amazing, I guess for lack of a better word, an amazing master at marrying different styles of music. And I think that's what appealed to me so much about the vocal band from a very early age, is that they were not locked into one very specific style. They brought all these different influences and brought them together and just made some amazing music. So I'm very much appreciative of what Bill has done for music as a whole. And so when I looked at songs for this project, I obviously wanted songs that I believed in, obviously what they were saying, stuff with great theology, great truth, but musically and stylistically, something that I think could relate to about anyone that would listen to it. You know, there's stuff that's a little more modern sounding, a little more rock sounding, edgy sounding, and then there's stuff that's more inspirational sounding, and then a few songs that are even more Southern gospel sounding as well. So I feel that if I did one thing right with this project, it was marrying different styles together so that, you know, whoever's listening to it doesn't get tired of hearing the same kind of, you know, rhythm, the same kind of beat, the same kind of style of song. So I hope and pray that that's what the finished product is. And I do think that's what it is.
Well, and with the variety that surrounds your voice just comes in there exceptionally consistent and pure, and it is what it is. And so there's no surprises when it comes to your voice as far as I'm not sure what I'm going to get. You know, in fact, this song that we're playing here, Because of Love, I mean, it's a message that needs to be heard. And it's just I don't know how else to say it other than the pure vocals that you bring to it. So good job.
Well, thank you very much.
The project is A Man Like Me, and it's available at WesHampton.com. And let's hear it now. Wes Hampton co-hosting with us here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Our new music spotlight continues.
You could have walked away. You could have left the world in shame to let us wander lost and all alone.
And you could have easily said, this is more than you can take. You could have turned around and walked a different road. But to our surprise, you chose life against every odd. To show your heart, to prove the truth that you alone are God. Because of love, all of the world was changed. There is a brand new page in the story now. Forever was rewritten because of love. I have eternity. When you gave to me the one thing that I don't deserve, and I can't believe the price that I was worth because of love. There is a ray of hope where only darkness used to be, and we can see the light that leads us home. Oh, we can have a life that even death can't take away, for the power of your love won't let us go.
That's him, our special guest co-host, Wes Hampton. Right now, it's the latest song from Mark Bishop as a new music spotlight continues on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Searching through the ashes of the person that I was. When devastation came, I found my strength was not enough. Light stood shining on a hill, through tears my eyes could see. Upon the path I saw that there were others just like me. Broken vessels just like me. Oh, but God builds churches with broken people, with hurting people, searching people, and somehow these imperfect people find strength to make from every walk of life. Each one beneath the traveler's load of pain or guilt or strife. They have come to see his face, and in his light they bow. With shattered dreams and broken hearts, yet with his hand somehow. With loving hands somehow.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, it's a new music spotlight, nothing but the new stuff. And the Booth Brothers are next on the list. Wonderful people. I think that on stage and off the stage, you could say this about so many, but there's something about the Booth Brothers that really has endeared them to fans and to the industry alike, because I think that they are so genuine.
They really are. They are. I'll say this. If you don't like the Booth Brothers, it is your problem. they don't make them any nicer than those guys. And I've gotten to know them through the homecoming tour, obviously, all these years. And I love what each of them individually brings to the table. You've got Jim, who is such an amazing musician, such an amazing singer. And I think one of the most underrated singers in all of gospel music, I think. He's just absolutely tremendous. And then Michael brings that warmth to the vocals, such heart, such passion. And then Ronnie has this unbelievably smooth, velvety, silky tone to his voice. And when you bring them all three together, you just get this magic, I think. And that, to me, is why they've appealed to so many people, so, you know, so many audiences across America. Is, first of all, they're real genuine guys, and that shines through when they're up there on the stage, and it shines through in their music. And I'm so thrilled for these guys and all the success that they have obtained, and I wish them the best.
And what a song title, Masterpiece of Mercy, the Booth Brothers, here on a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
He knew what I was when he made me. He saw the sinner I'd become. Yet he knew he had grace that could save me. His latest work of art had just begun. He started with an old dirty canvas. My sin left me tattered, bent, and marred. Then this artist turned his light upon my sadness and began to wash away the blackest part. When all the stains were gone, he started painting with colors that I'd never seen before. Then with joy he was ready to display me, to show the world what the cross was for. A masterpiece
of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the Master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a holy place for a masterpiece of mercy. Now I'm getting ready for heaven. Every day just makes me want to go. But the artist hasn't stopped, he's still painting. And when he's finished, he will take me home.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the Master sees and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a holy place for a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. The canvas of the artist.
Of mercy, a miracle of grace.
The Booth Brothers. It's Daniel Britt and Wes Hampton co-hosting an hour of new music like this from Laurent Alley on Daniel Britt and Friends.
As they journeyed with the Lord, oh, can't you hear them reminiscing? As they shake their heads and smile, saying just to walk with Jesus was worth every crazy mile.
Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is. As love leads to the wildest places.
Whether it's across the world or just across town, anyone who's gone anywhere in Jesus' name has found.
Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is. As love leads to the wildest places.
Says. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with our new music spotlight continuing on. Wes Hampton co-hosting with us. And Wes, this young lady has really come into her own as a vocalist. And I think you had a little bit to do with her solo project, if I'm not mistaken. It's Morgan Easter.
Yes. Yes. I had her older brother, Madison, who I just call Maddie. And he called me one day and said, "Hey, man, would you sing on Morgan's a song on Morgan's CD?" I said, "Absolutely. I'd be honored to do that." And he told me about the song, and it was a fantastic song, and we ended up recording it and ended up making the CD, thankfully. But she sent me a CD once it was all completed, and I was really blown away at how great it was, because it's not that I doubted her vocal ability or her talent. I didn't doubt that she wouldn't have great songs, but the sound of this record as a whole is just fantastic. She sounds fresh, but she also sounds mature. I think she's only 17, maybe. And I certainly did not sound that way when I was 17. I wish that I did. But she is just going to keep getting better and better. And, of course, she comes from a fantastic family, Jeff and Sherry. And it doesn't get any nicer than them as well. There's just a lot of wonderful people. And I'm so glad that I can say that about so many of these artists. And they're just great people getting to do what they love to do. And I think that Morgan is just going to continue to improve.
Yeah, you look at her heritage with the Lewis family and the Easters, and she's obviously got the quality. You listen to her and you can hear some Sherry coming through, and you hear you hear the quality that we expect from the Easters, but yet she brings something unique that's all her own at the same time, and I love that. And this song is cool. It's got a cool beat to it, a cool message to it, and I think it's very relevant, especially knowing, you know, her age and not singing outside her league, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Yes. I think it's very wise they chose songs that someone her age can actually relate to. You know, all these pop stars that were, you know, back in the 10 years ago when Britney Spears and all these little teeny boppers were singing about their heart being broken. I thought, come on, give me a break. You know, nothing about love.
Right.
But on this project, I buy everything she is singing. She's that great, and she's just a great young lady.
I have a friend who says you haven't lived long enough or sinned big enough to have an opinion on it yet. So just be quiet.
It's like you know, Michael Inglis. He talked about when he was a kid, and they would want him to testify when he was like 8 years old. You know, he's like, "Yeah, God has just brought me through some heavy, you know, some hard times." And he's thinking to himself, "I'm 8 years old. You know, what hard times have I had?"
Yeah, right. Wes Hampton co-hosting with us. Here's Morgan's song, God Knows What He's Doing. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, nothing but the new stuff on this new music spotlight.
Hey, little girl, I know you've been crying. He broke your heart and you feel like dying. You're wondering why Mr. Right turned out to be so wrong. There ain't no hope from where you're standing. Silver lining's hard to imagine. Just a page in the book of your life, a little rock on the hill you'll climb, something you had to lose to fight. There's something better waiting for you. You're on the right road, so whatever you do, hold on tight and don't you give up on living your life. You'll find soon enough, God knows what. Hey there,
friends. That's Morgan Easter's latest song. Right now, new sounds from the Kingdom Heirs. As Daniel Britton Friends continues with our special guest co-host today, Wes Hampton.
There are forces in the world today who oppose our Christian faith. They attempt to destroy everything that's holy and control what preachers say. But God still has a few good men who won't bend, won't bow, won't burn. They will fight to the end to defend that faith until the day that the whole world learns. There are things we won't give over. The non-believers say our God has never changed. His word still means everything it says. It is now and forever the same. The world may think they have won this fight, but there are some who can still be found, who will never give in and will never give up. We will stand up.
And friends, new music here, and the entire hour is jam-packed with nothing but the new tunes. And among the other songs that we're hearing, let's get into this one, because I absolutely love this group. This group gets better and better every time I see them, and I'm a fan. The Perrys. I'm a Libyan Tracy fan. I'm a Brian fan.
Too.
And I am a Joseph Habedank fan. I think this guy is writing some incredible material and can sing lead. He is smooth. So let's talk about this new song and the Perrys. And you guys, they've done work with the Homecoming Friends. You don't work with them every night, but I know you set up and you've taken notice.
Yes, and unfortunately, we do not sing with the Perrys much. But I remember a couple weekends they were out with us. Excuse me. And I heard them sound checking. And it blew me away, because I knew that they were great, but I guess I really hadn't taken notice of how great they really were. And, you know, I talk about how nice all these people are, but again, these are just a great group of folks. And Joseph Habedank, I am a I am a really big Joseph Habedank fan. I think he has one of the best voices in the industry, and you know, sweetheart of a guy. So that makes him even a better singer, in my opinion. When you have the heart behind the voice, that says so much more to me. And of course, that just makes it that much more enjoyable for me to listen to. So, and then you get to, you know, Libby, and I didn't expect such a massive voice to come out of such a little body, but it certainly does, and it's quite amazing. And then the whole dynamic of the group is just a powerful force that works, and it has for years. And I don't see them stopping anytime soon.
The Perrys, it's a happy sounding tune from their project Blue Skies. It's here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
There are little thoughts for little minds. Sometimes I think I'm that kind, the kind to worry needlessly, I guess. But Jesus says, come unto me, believe, and you will receive. Lay your burdens down, I'll do the rest.
And he comes in time, on time, every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail.
He answers, yes, no,
so I don't worry, cause I know he's in time, on time, every time I need him.
While struggling through a bitter day, I fall upon my knees and pray to get relief. Where else could I go? Jesus, here I am again, helpless, and I need a friend. I'll depend on you to ease my troubled soul.
And he comes
in time, on time, every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail.
He answers,
yes, no, maybe so. I don't worry, cause I know he's in time, on time, every time.
Continuing with sounds now from Poet Voices, and my special guest co-host this week is Wes Hampton.
Unmerited favor of the Savior falling from his holiness. It is never-ending grace extending from his righteousness to the undeserving. God is serving bountiful supply. His great love's abounding and surrounding from sky to sky. His love is full of grace and glory. That is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story. Let his praises ring. My cup is overflowing, ever knowing he's my king. His love is full of grace and glory. That is why I sing.
There is splendor for a sinner saved by God's amazing grace. There's glory in their story as they run this pilgrim race. They spend the days to give their praise to the Lord and King.
Till the work is done, they serve the one who gave them everything. His love is full of grace and glory. That is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story.
And
Lord, so full of grace and
His love is full of grace and glory. That is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story. Let his praises ring. My cup is overflowing. Never knowing he's my king. His love is full of grace and glory. That is why I sing. His love is full of grace and glory. That is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel.
Hey y'all, this is Wes Hampton of the Gaither Vocal Band. You're listening to Nothing But New Music Hour with my buddy Daniel Britt and friends.
I always feel like I'm wrapping up like a presidential State of the Union speech here at the end of the show, because it's if you look back over all that we've played, you'll find the state of gospel music is strong, it's alive, it's well, and I'm encouraged. I think fellow artists like Wes are encouraged, and you should be too. Wes Hampton's been the guest co-host this week, and we've heard some good sounds. And Wes, tell me about your family, because I know you're a family guy. You live in Alabama, Birmingham area.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You grounded pretty firmly there in Birmingham?
Yes, I have been there since my wife took me down there. We met in Nashville up at school, and she took me down there. We got married, and I have been there almost 15 years. I cannot believe it, but almost 15 years, and we have been married, well, almost 15 years. And we have four sweet little boys that are becoming not so little anymore. They are quite big now, and something's kind of scary, and someone told me it's just going to get worse, but we are going through a gallon of milk a day with an 8, 6, 3, and 2-year-old.
Oh,
so I can only imagine what adolescence is going to be for us.
Wow.
So that's why we have a Costco membership now.
I see your post, and by the way, you can follow Wes on Twitter. It's at Wes Hampton. You can go to his website, weshampton.com, and connect there. But yeah, you enjoy cooking, and you cook a lot for the family, and you love those kids, obviously, and post pictures there. So it's a fun time, and occasionally I will see an update from Costco come from you, so I can relate.
Absolutely. Yes, I get those Costco emails. I'm like, yes, what's on sale this week? You know, must buy 150 rolls of toilet paper. You know?
Yeah.
It's just nuts. But you know, I love every moment that I get to spend with my family. You know, Bill does great getting us home as quickly as possible after the weekends. But this last week, we were gone for an entire week just with the new photo shoot for the new Vocal Band CD, and then with just Vocal Band dates all surrounding that. So I'm very much thankful for family and for family time. There is nothing more important in my life than my family. So, I cherish every moment I get, even the ones that are quite chaotic and crazy, but especially with four boys running around and a house that's destroyed most of the time. But you know, that's life. You know, that's life. So just enjoy it, because one day they're not going to be there to mess the house up. So I'm taking in every moment.
And your sweet but very strong and capable wife, Andrea, is holding down the fort. In fact, you're talking to us now from the road, going out for a weekend full of shows.
Oh, yes. I cooked dinner. We had panko chicken tonight, and the boys requested that. So I made that and made some pasta and got the boys bathed and fed. And I got on the road, and they all watched me as I left, and I honked and waved as I was leaving, so that I'll see all the four little heads looking out the window at me waving. There's nothing sweeter. So I say a prayer of protection every time I leave the house. I see the little face, just pray God's protection over them as I'm gone. So I'm extremely blessed.
Well, Wes, everybody's praying for you, too, as you're traveling and to bring you back home safe. And we just appreciate the effort and the sacrifices you make to be away from your family so that you can encourage America. So keep singing, and we'll keep listening, okay?
Thank you, Daniel, so much. I had fun.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.